I wanted to introduce you. So, you know, we were talking about the director of branding.
Yeah.
And how that was the role of a CSA.
Oh, there he is.
And, you know, that whole conversation. So okay. What I did was, Michael is a wealth advisor associate assigned to our complex.
Okay.
And he did a project for us by creating financial plans for a number of our clients.
Okay.
So he's still in the WAA program, but he has access to all of our accounts.
Okay.
So I just, you know, kind of asked, hey, would you have an interest in working with us on a project? And then I explained to him what the role was, you know, okay. how he would be utilized. And he said, yeah, absolutely. He'd definitely be interested. So, okay. you know, so we kind of finalized all that the end of last week. And,
okay.
So okay. here we are. So, yeah, so that's going to be his role.
So you're putting the team together.
Yeah, we are. We're definitely putting it together. You know, you gave us a lot to think about, and we just had to take a realistic approach, knowing that our CSA is not oriented to think business and appointments and things of that. That's not her mindset. I had a conversation. It's just not how she thinks.
Okay.
But I know that Michael,
okay.
that's how Michael thinks. Michael is in a program where, you know, this is what he thinks about every day. And he's
okay.
not just, you know, coming okay. in at 9, leaving at 5 like a CSA would. Not that that's bad, because that's what they do. But
right.
I think Michael would probably have, be a much better fit than just a CSA doing this.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, look, Michael, welcome aboard. And I want you to feel free to ask any questions that may be on your mind. Okay. So as I start all these calls, they're always structured in a way where first your agenda, the things that are on your mind, and then I've got some information to cover. So let's start with, you know, how you feel things are going so far and what might be on your mind regarding some of the things that we've covered in Supernova thus far. So why don't you kick it off, Gail, and then we'll go back to Chuck.
Sure. I don't have anything that's particularly on my mind this time around. I think as a team, we reconvened, and I'm sure, you know, Chuck may have shared this with you already, and talked about the roles. And I think I sent you an email regarding like what we had decided the roles were going to be
yes.
thus far, and
yeah.
I know that that's always going to be a work in progress. So we did do that, and so we also created lists for each other. I mean, I have a list of clients that I'm in the midst of contacting,
okay.
and both Peggy and Chuck are reaching out to their clients, and so that's where we left off at. I'm supposed to order the folders. I haven't done that. I know I need to do that,
okay.
So that we can. I think it's going to be a little bit easier for us. I mean, we're, as a firm, we're talking about going back into the office in
right.
a week.
Okay.
And I think the whole folder thing is going to be a little bit easy because I don't know how, you know, what that's going to be like for us, like now, even if we order the folders, like, you know,
yeah.
we're not going to be able to do anything with them because we'll need to print the information to put in the folders, and we can't do that from home.
Okay. All right. So, Chuck, what about you? What's going on with you?
I think we made some good progress as far as team building, role assignments, and segmenting the book.
Okay.
We had an opportunity okay. to really, you know, I felt like we were falling behind. That's why I wanted to postpone last week's call. Because I knew we had, you know, I had yet to talk to Michael. You know, Peggy, Gail and I needed to have another segment and call, which we did. And now I think that we are probably at a place where we can really start picking up steam on getting organized and moving forward. The fact that they're moving into the office on October 3rd, possibly. October 3rd or October 5th, one of those days. That's encouraging to us because we're the way our office is situated, Peggy Gale and I, we have almost our own suite in the office. So we really don't have to sit. So we can come in and really avoid everybody in the office if we choose to, which is a plus. So I really think that, you know, over last week and as of Tuesday of this week, well, yesterday? Yeah. We made some big strides and, you know, we're ready to go forward.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right. Good. So the, let's kind of get into some of the materials and kind of cover that. So one thing that I'd like you to do, Gail, is set up an appointment, email Cindy Bowie, and set up a time to review the scheduling tool, okay? And I think you all should try to get on it, although one person on the team will be accountable for making sure that the schedule is adhered to. And perhaps that's Michael that'll be doing that. So just for-
I did have a chance to hop on and look at like several weeks ago.
Okay.
So there is some questions I have about it, so yeah.
Okay, so you did do that with Cindy already?
No, I didn't do it with her, I did it on my own. I looked at the scheduling tool and just kind of like just looked at all the different tabs, and so I did have questions. So that's
let Cindy help you with that, and really, she's got a kind of a session that she would take you through to fully understand that. So, and then what you can then do is decide who on the team is responsible for the team schedule. And if that's going to be your role, which, you know, it might be, or it might be delegated to someone else. It could be Michael. So remember your value proposition, and this is important, Michael, for you, is that in Supernova, we communicate, the concept of 12-4-2. Now, 12 is synonymous with the number of client contacts, monthly client contact, okay? 4 is the number of reviews, and 2 is the number of in-person reviews. So there's 4 reviews, 2 of them being telephonic and the other 2 being in-person. Now, you might... the in-person reviews, given the pandemic, you might do those virtually. Then there's a one-hour response to problems with a 24-hour resolution. And that's what's communicated to your clients, that we're providing you with 12 contacts per year, 4 appointments. 2 of the appointments are of the 4 appointments that are reviews. 2 will be in-person. And 2 will be telephonic. And we provide a 1-hour response to problems with a 24-hour resolution, with each client having a financial plan with an eye toward intergenerational planning. And that's what we communicate to clients. Now, in this particular week, we talk about, you know, getting organized with the, which is a review of the folder system and, kind of this inverted pyramid. And we talk about agendas and executive summary and the 5 steps for developing centers of influence. So what we're doing now is we're really starting to set you up now for growth, which means this part of organization has got to be, you know, continued. So let's talk about the folder system first. You know, the Supernova folder, you'll keep a folder on the client and you will give the client a folder and you will try to give that client a hole punch. Now, what goes inside the folder? Let's talk about the contents, because the practice manager has now scheduled a meetings with each of the clients. Okay? So if I were to come into your office, I might see four folders on each of the producer's desks. And you've got an appointment at 9 a.m., you got one at 10:15, you got one at 12, you got one at 1. Four appointments. Now, inside the folder, you're going to, for the client, let's talk about the client's folder first. Inside the client's folders, you're going to have two important things. One is going to be a profile of your team. It's going to be a nice photo, you all in your business attire. You can take that with a camera phone. And underneath that is going to have a little bit about your vision, your value proposition, and a little biographical sketch with what each team member does for the team. So now your client is getting this idea that, oh boy, this is a well-oiled group, and they do a number of things to support my efforts. Okay? So one of the things that you need to do then is you need to build your team kind of brochure. It might be on your Morgan Stanley website, but you need to build that. So when that client sees that folder, they open it up, they see your team. Now.
Question, Curtis.
Okay.
So we have the ability to create brochures.
Okay.
And we've experimented with this in the past. Would it be wise to just have that brochure there, or are you saying this is something that's attached to the folder, or is what you're describing more formal or less formal than a team brochure that we would create through the marketing department?
Yeah, it could be the team brochure, and it should be stapled in there so clients don't lose it. It's in the folder. So place it in there. Okay? So that's
good. Can I just interject really quickly?
Yeah.
I worked with, when I was a law, I literally did a Supernova folder for a team.
Okay.
So I have, I created theirs. For them. So I can show you what I did for them.
Okay.
So we could do it. So
send it to me. Send it to me in PDF and I'll look at it for you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's good.
Yeah.
But that's what you want to do.
I did a little bit of everything when I was a law.
Okay. All right. Good. Good. Now, the content can vary, but you're going to have roughly, you know, five pages in that folder. You're going to have the client personal information page and an agenda. You're going to have your, 12 to 24 month agendas in that folder. So the client can anticipate some of the points that you might be covering. Now they may go, wow, I didn't know that you all were familiar with all of those things. And so you're beginning to set that up in terms of your holistic strategy with the client. They're going to know that you have a lot of different capabilities. The last page is going to be blank paper for taking notes. And you explain that to clients that, look, you might be reading Money Magazine, watching CNBC or the Wall Street Journal or some financial program or reading Barron's, and things will come to your mind. Write down your notes and questions so that you can be prepared to discuss them with me during our monthly meeting. So that's when in the monthly meeting you say, look, I have an agenda, but before I get started, is there anything on your mind that you want to discuss? That makes and what that does is it keeps you focused on anything that might be on the client's mind. See, if there's something on the client's mind, they can't really ever concentrate on what you're trying to say until you deal with that first. So that's the purpose of that. Okay. Now, you have the same folder every time you meet with the client. Now, what may happen is one day Chuck may be out of the office, and you might get the client call, and if they can't wait, you can pull out the folder and recall the most recent conversation or conversations, and so that you can pick up where Chuck may have left off. Okay? So for Chuck, he is the key relationship manager for his relationships. Gail, you're the key relationship manager for your relationships. And Peggy is the key relationship manager for her relationships. Okay. But there may be some interface where each of you may bring one person in to have a discussion. So Michael may come in to discuss some financial planning points and what was done from a financial planning point of view. Okay. Now, what does the client get? The client receives a folder, and it's referred to internally as the mini me folder because it's a smaller version of the advisor's folder. So that's why we call it a mini me. And the folder is tangible evidence that your practice is a little bit different. You know, you take a holistic approach to handling the client's affairs. So when the practice manager schedules appointments, they're not set by date. They're set, for example, the first Tuesday of every month, the second Tuesday of every month, the third Tuesday, or the first Wednesday of every month, because that keeps you from having to adjust according to weekends and things that may come in. Okay. So the whole purpose of this system is to have regularly scheduled check-in meetings with that client. Okay. Now, what's really important is that after each meeting, remember we're covering the agenda, you're going to send out an executive summary. And that summary is going to say, very brief, this is what we talked about, this is what we discussed, this is what we agreed to, and these would be the next steps. So now the client knows what the agenda items are for the next call. You're going to send out a reminder notification at least a minimum of 3 days prior to the call. A week is fine, but 3 days prior to the call on the upcoming agenda. Looking forward to our call on Tuesday. Here's the agenda. Okay. So now that client is on the same page. So now we get into that dialogue, and dialogue is important. We have an agenda, but before we get started, is there anything that might be on your mind? Okay, that's great. One of the things I wanted to discuss with you, whatever. And you write a note and you cover that client's agenda item. Okay. Now, that really is the folder system. Now, you can get a full detailed explanation of what goes in on the folder on chapter 14. It's got a whole dialogue of what the contents of the folder ought to be. Okay? So you give that client that folder when you're introducing the concept of 12-4-2. And you also are going to give it to prospects. They're going to have a folder. Because remember, our prospects, we're going to treat them as if they were clients. And you're going to give them to your centers of influence as well. They're going to have a folder. And so you're going to be able to distinguish based on the color of the folder if it's a client or a center of influence. Remember, I'm asking you to develop per producer 6 centers of influence for each FA. Okay. All right. Now, questions on the folder system at this point? And by the way,
so for prospects,
okay, go ahead.
Okay, so if we have a prospect, so for example, I got a prospect today.
Okay.
And
okay,
do I, under this system, do I mail them a folder or do I wait till I see them to give them a folder? I mean, I don't know when I'll see them at this point because of the pandemic, but
right.
Would you recommend that I mail them this folder when I get it?
Yeah, mail them the folder, and on the call that's going to be scheduled, explain how to use the folder, just as I've explained it to you, with the contents. Okay.
Okay. Got it.
All right. Now, good question. Any other questions regarding the folder? Okay. The next concept, the inverted pyramid. Let's talk about that. So before, the FA was driving the appointments and the schedule. Now, the practice manager is control of the schedule. Everything gets scheduled. Your vacations, your workout, your client meetings, your prospect meetings, your reviews, everything now gets scheduled and is now controlled by the scheduler, which might be Michael at this point. Okay. So before, you know, clients could just call in and or just arbitrarily and you take the call. Now, that person who's functioning as your practice manager is now in control of the schedule. Could you hold on for a moment? I'm going to put you on with Michael, who is in control of our schedule. And he's going to set up times that are convenient for you. Okay? All right. Okay. So the next thing that we want to talk about is your agenda. So the agendas are nothing more than everything that comes out of a plan. So as an example, it might be the creation of a trust. It might be Uniform Gift to Minors Act accounts for the kids. It might be college educations for children. It might be a review of the mortgage. It might be the mortality tables have changed on life insurance. We think we can get you the same coverage at a reduced cost, or more coverage at a reduced cost. So all those things that come out of a financial plan now become elements or agenda items for discussion. So on every agenda, the director of implementation for the clients is batch processing out agendas. So what we don't want you to do is jump from the mortgage to a tax minimization strategy over here, to business lending, to long-term care. What we want you to do is batch process out those subjects so that each month, for the most part, you are very focused, you've got your materials, you've rehearsed, you practiced, you drilled, rehearsed. We're going to talk to every client now about the fact that interest rates are an all-time low and that there might be a refinance opportunity. So that's going to be in addition to...
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but Peggy is asking to be let into the...
Okay. All right. She's in. Okay. All right.
Hey there.
Hey, Peggy. How are you?
Good. Okay. Sorry about being... That's stuck on my phone.
So we're going through some material on week five, and you'll need to read up. We've covered the folder system.
Okay.
And we've covered the inverted pyramid, and we've talked about, we're talking about agendas.
Okay.
So when you have your client meetings, we're talking about batch processing out agendas so that you don't go from a mortgage discussion with this client and then go to a long-term care discussion with the next one. You know, you're batch processing out your topics for each month. And your client in their folder are going to have a list of agenda topics so that they know.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
So when you say batch process, so should each month there be a focus? Like, you know, the month of... September, we're going to talk about trust, you know, then October, we're going to talk about something else, you know.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean that you can't have a dialogue on any of the pressing issues for a client, realigning portfolios, making adjustments, things of that nature. But what happens is I can tell you, you're going to have a discussion about tax minimization strategies toward year end. You're going to have to provide an economic update, you know, at least twice a year. So that those are going to be agenda items. You know, long-term care. You're going to have to talk about that. You know, all of the things, some of the things that aren't urgent items that come out of the financial planning process. Make sense? Any questions on that?
No, that makes sense.
Okay. So Now, before you get off the call, you're going to talk about the next steps. And remember, you're going to send out an executive summary. The executive summary is, this is what we talked about, this is what we discussed, this is what we agreed to, and these are the next steps. Bring in your life insurance policy so I can take a look at those. Talk to your CPA about, you know, mandatory retirement plan distributions. You know, you're going to come up with the topics. Okay. On a non-review month, you're going to do your monthly topic, and you're going to follow up on last month's topic. So once you start something like long-term care, it still may take you into the next month to continue to focus or cover that with the client. Now, let's say, remember in 12-4-2, there's four appointments. Those are reviews. So in a review month, you're going to review the goals and track the items based on your implementation document. Short-term goals, long-term goals, review portfolio performance and recommendations, and have the client give you an evaluation of the service. Then executive summaries are sent by email after the appointment. Okay. So on every review, thank you for joining me today. Summary of what was discussed, follow-up items for the client, and items that you're going to follow up on. Okay. Now, we left off talking about building, or Charles, you talked about building your pipeline of prospects. And you now have one in. And so you want to provide your prospect a folder. And Peggy, the contents of what goes in the folder is on chapter 14. So you want to begin to start building your list of good candidates that you've been thinking about. Now, we're going to help you with that. And one of the ways we're going to help you is to start this discussion on developing COI, Centers of Influence. Now, by next week, and this may be difficult, but I want you to identify six centers of influence. Now, let's talk about them for a minute. We've talked about this before. Let me tell you why I might be a great center of influence for an FA. Okay. Number one, I'm chairman of a foundation that gives scholarships to college students. So I come in contact with a lot of people. I am in a fraternity, which has locally 60 members. And the criteria for membership is that you've got to be accomplished. So these folks are CEOs, they're doctors, they're lawyers, very influential people in the community. The second reason why I would be a good COI for someone Well, I might be a good COI for someone is I'm a consultant and I'm talking to people and I have clients. Okay. So now that becomes kind of a model for you. You want to find people like that. Now I'm coaching an individual who has as a COI the president of a chamber of commerce who has agreed to make personal introductions of certain members that she would like to have as clients. Okay. Doctors that refer to other professionals in their field. So you might have like an internist that says, you know, you need to go have a meeting with this cardiologist. You need to go have this meeting with this urologist. You need to go have a meeting with the, you know, so look at those as your potential centers of influence. Okay. Identify six. Now we're going to coach you on how to extract referrals from those individuals, but just right now, identify them. So we've got six producers here. And what we like to get from our centers of influence is about 12 names per year based on your target minimums. Okay. So if you had 12 in a year and you had six, you're gonna have 36 prospects just from COIs from each of you. Multiply that times three, and you're at 108 prospects that meet your target. Now, we'll get into this more in chapter eight. But you're going to educate your COIs on your service model and your value proposition. And one way to build your COIs is through the enthusiastic endorsed model. And the enthusiastically endorsed model is that sheet in your guidebook where you're making a list. You're asking, you know, can you enthusiastically endorse your attorney? Can you enthusiastically endorse your CPA? And if you start to see some common threads in terms of attorney or CPA or any names of that nature, then you want to get permission to call them up and explain your service model. You know, many of my clients have highly recommended you. I thought I would take the liberty to introduce myself in the hopes that we might be able to work together. Okay. So, one good COI can really impact your business and bring you some exceptional qualified prospects. Now, do any of you have right now a COI or two that are currently bringing you prospects? Give me an example of who these people are, what they do.
Okay, I have an accountant and a bookkeeper that send us business throughout the year.
Okay.
On a regular basis, they deal with a lot of our clients and they send us more business, and they're both actually clients.
Okay. So. And so you might want to explain your service model and make sure they get a folder and educate them on your minimum acceptable type of client that you're looking for, which I don't know if you've done that. Right now you might, they got a name, you'll probably take them on, but I want you to kind of elevate who you're specifically looking for. Okay. Very good. Gail, do you have a center of influence?
I'm really developing that right now. Not anyone that has, you know, really brought me anything, but I'm working on it.
Okay. All right, good. So you've got to identify them first on who you would like to have. And I'm sure that there might be an African-American or Hispanic chamber of commerce in your location. That could be a start. Get to know the president. Chuck, do you have any centers of influence?
I do. I have a real good lawyer friend that sends us referrals. He sends about 3 per year.
Okay.
And that's without asking. So I could probably, you know, I could get more out of him if I kept him front to mind. And I think your strategy of meeting with the COI monthly will correct that, because,
absolutely,
you know, he'll just call me out of the blue and say, hey, I want you to talk to such and such.
Right.
And, you know, I'm like, thanks, I appreciate that. But it's literally out of the blue. But if we had a scheduled monthly lunch or something, I am more than certain that we would get more referrals out of him. So I'm going to implement that right away.
What type of lawyer is he?
He does corporate law.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So do you have anybody that
wills and trusts?
Yeah, we do. We have, I have 2 lawyers that do wills and trusts. And what I found is that getting prospects out of them seems to be the hardest thing, because I think everybody's trying to get prospects out of them. Like one guy, he sent me his father, and that was the last referral, and I haven't gotten anything from him since. And then the other lady that we'll use, you know, she's strictly business. And if she's going to do the will and trust work, that's all she does. She has no interest in connecting anyone to anyone. So that's just been my experience with wills and trusts attorneys.
Right. And I think you got to create a mutual society that you have clients that could be utilized. But if the attorney is unwilling to meet you halfway, then you got to look at developing a relationship. One that works for you.
Right.
Okay. So what do you do? COI relationship.
On the first meeting.
Can you mute yourself?
On the first meeting, you're going to introduce yourself and Supernova, and give the COI the mini me folder. On the second meeting, you're going to meet the COI's team, and you're going to bring your partners with you to that meeting. Okay. On the third meeting, you're going to, and when you're at that meeting, each person describes their duties and responsibilities and how they support the team and the client. That's why it was so important to identify your delegated duties and responsibilities. On the third meeting, which is the 5-star model, you're going to explain what each team member does. The fourth meeting, you're going to teach the enthusiastically endorsed model. But what we want to do is we want to ask our clients, can you enthusiastically endorse your CPA? Can you enthusiastically endorse your attorney? And you know what a lot of people are dealing with? They get no contact with these lawyers or these CPAs. It's very infrequent. And so what you've got to do is educate them on this concept of 12-4-2. Okay? So that they learn how to interact with their clients. Now, they've got great legal minds or they're great accountants, but they're not like you. They don't know how to manage these client relationships as well as you do. So you want to educate them on your supernova principles. And then the fifth meeting, you have your first scheduled meeting with the COI. You're going to lay out the agenda, the folder. You're going to send out the executive summary of the agreed upon action steps. Okay. And you're going to do that with clients. You're going to do it with your COIs. Okay. All right. That's what I wanted to cover today. So let's go back and let's think about what we covered. We reviewed the flow of the folder system. We talked about the inverted pyramid. We talked about your agendas. We talked about the executive summary after the contact. And we talked about the five steps for developing centers of influence. Now, questions about anything that we've covered today? Nope. You take it all in?
Take it all in?
Yeah, I mean, you've answered mine.
Okay.
Can you just review the inverted pyramid quickly?
Sure. So the inverted pyramid is, whereas before, the FA was managing the schedule and the calendar. We flipped that up. The practice manager is now in control of the schedule. So all your appointments go through that channel, that practice manager. They're setting up all of the calls. Now, you can make some recommendations, so on and so forth, but they're going to be sending out the update to the client on the meeting, a reminder notice, and the executive summaries. Okay? So that's the difference. So anything that you have to schedule, your workouts, your dinners, your holiday celebrations, everything gets scheduled. And the practice manager is now in charge of all that. Okay. So what's going to happen is you're going to be a well-oiled machine. Everybody's going to know who's doing what on the team. And you're going to direct clients sometimes to different individuals to cover certain things. All right, so what we're doing now is we've gone through segmentation. We're getting ourselves organized. We're trying to free up time so now we can start building the business. And that's the, you know, when we get into week number 6, we're going to talk about a referral model and establishing emotional connections with clients. That'll be for our next session. Okay?
Okay.
Now, be sure to send me emails when there's questions you have on anything that you think of. And begin to start thinking about getting the folders and set up the time with Cindy on the scheduler tool. Okay? All right, Michael. Since you're the newbie in the group, any questions?
I have some questions in regards to the scheduling tool. I mean, is that something different than what we use here, like Outlook and so forth?
It connects with Outlook, but I would have to say, you know, if you don't have a copy of our guidebook, and the videos, we're going to send an email to Cindy Gale and make sure that Michael is now on the distribution list for the appointments and getting all the information. And he should be on the call with Cindy for the schedule.
Cindy for the schedule.
Okay. So your question's good. I know I'm not giving you an in-depth. There's a whole session on it.
Okay.
Not catch up.
And how are you doing, Peggy, with the flow? Are you feeling like you're getting caught up?
Yeah, I've been watching the videos and doing all that, and I think we're catching up. We've been having our meeting, so I think we're all on the same page.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm happy to hear that. Well, look, that concludes our meeting for today. I think I've thrown enough at you. Look, you're gonna feel a little bit overwhelmed for a while. Okay. So, don't sweat it. We're going to always review and go back to some things. So don't sweat it too much. Okay. All right, folks. We'll see you on the next call. Have an enjoyable rest of the week.
You too. Take care.
You too.
All right. Thanks, Curtis.
Good night.